There's a time and a place for filet of fish. But breakfast is for sausage biscuits. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
I'm John Batchelor. Michael Yan, my colleague, war correspondent in Panama. The Adventures of Michael Yan at the Darien Gap. This is the end of the Panama Highway. The break leads to a jungle, a triple canopy jungle that you must cross in order to proceed on to the American border with Mexico. That is the ambition of the migrants coming through to Colombia, to the Darien Gap, to Panama, and north. The migrants are coming from all over the world, but right now Michael has been out today in the Triple Canopy Jungle at the end of the Panama Highway to a little town named Yavita. Michael, a very good evening to you. Yavita is the end of the highway. I've always wondered why they stopped building. Does anybody in Yavita know why they stopped building at Yavita? Good evening to you, Michael.
Good evening from right beside the Pan Am Highway, actually. So any traffic you hear by going by is the Pan American Highway towards Yavitsa or up towards America, depending on the direction. Why did they stop building? Because Panama doesn't want to be invaded. And so, it's a buffer. I mean, that's their moat. The Darien Gap is their moat to keep from being invaded. And so, and it's a pretty effective moat, actually. For, you know, to stop ground invasion, because it's going to take a lot of effort to build a highway and bridge system through there. And if you're undergoing airstrikes while that's going on, that could make it even a little bit more difficult. And so, yeah, I was down there at the end of the Pan Am Highway again at Yavita, just talking with locals at Yavita for various reasons. Came across another Jaguar story. I know how many people love Jaguar stories. Old man, he was 92 years old. We were talking about he'd come in about 1959 from Panama City. And he's been down there ever since. He told so many stories about Yavita. And I said, what about jaguars? And he said, oh yeah, I had about 300 cows and one came and killed a deer right over here. And he showed me and he says, I said, what'd you do? He goes, I stole the deer. And I said, did you eat it? He said, of course. And I took the rest to Panama City. So he stole the deer from a jaguar, according to the 92-year-old man who's lived there since about 1959. It's a very interesting place, Yavita.
Tell me, does the road just end or turn into dirt? What happens at the end of the paved highway?
It turns into sidewalks in Yavita. So at first it turns into sidewalks. And so you'll have, the highway ends and then it comes to kind of a tiny road that doesn't go very far. I mean, a few hundred yards, not like a few miles. And then you've got sidewalks through the village of Yavita, small town of Yavita. And then there's a small foot suspension bridge that people use to get back and forth between, the other side of the river there that you can see on Google Earth. And that suspension bridge is not big enough for two wheelbarrows to cross. For instance, when I was up there today, there was a man with a wheelbarrow behind me and he needed to get over the bridge and I had to move out of the way so he could get. And then there was another man with a wheelbarrow waiting to go the opposite direction. So that's how small it is. So in other words, one person and one wheelbarrow can't be side by side on that bridge. So it turns into that. And then very quickly, a few more sidewalks and then you're into the jungle. Then you're into the real Darien Gap.
Where the jaguars are. Are there migrants in Yavita? Is that part of the route north?
Yes and no. Okay, let me qualify this. There are Colombian migrants there, and some have been there for many years. But insofar as the migrant trail that we're talking about on a normal basis, the flood that's coming up from South America through Panama, no. That group is going in a different direction. Not far away, but not through Yavita. It's very difficult at Yavita. There is a really big river there, and you're going to have to be Mark Spitz to get across. And, and you're going to, if you've got babies or something like that, I mean, you're not going to make it. It's very tough.
Are the center front at Yavita, is that an outpost for them guarding the border?
Oh, yeah. Center front's everywhere down here. This place is thick with center front. You won't go 10 minutes without seeing center front in marked vehicles. And then there's quite a few unmarked as well. Now, they've got defense in depth that goes, oh, Lord, it must go. Let me think about this. It goes. It goes at least 4 miles. I mean, three hours up Highway 1. I mean, everywhere, every little village that you stop at, you know, they're. You're going to have a hard time getting through here without getting detected by center front unless you're, again, if you're not Rambo or you're not a Crow or a Jaguar, you're going to have a very difficult time getting through the gap without being detected by center front unless you've got an underground railroad network going.
Michael, the last time we talked, there was a mystery. The mystery was the refugee flow that had been as many as 400, 300 to 400 a day when you first reported several weeks past had come to a trickle. I believe three or four people coming through to the Umbara village, where they can be resupplied and rest. Three or four. And you told us there was talk, just talk, that there were 10,000 migrants backed up in Colombia. What have you learned since about those 10,000? And what about the pattern? Are more people coming through now?
Definitely. They've picked back up again. And this is what some of the Embera Indians have told me as well. Sometimes it just kind of stops for a little while, and then they flood in. So, in other words, it's if you look at the day-to-day, what's going on, you know, it's like looking at day-to-day Bitcoin prices. You really just need to watch the general trends. And the general trends are is clearly going up, especially since Biden came into office. It's clearly spiking, and you can see that with reports that have been released by the Panama government. And I believe now it may be up to as much as 7,000 per month. This is unclear, but it's certainly it's not 4,000. It's way above that number. But again, you can come in and have a kind of a dry spell for a few days, and actually 7 to 10 days we had very recently. It weren't very many that came through Bajo Chiquito, the village that I've gone to a couple of times. That's the village that the migrants step into when they leave Darien Gap. That there was sort of a dry spell there, but now, boom, they've started flooding in again.
All right, let's go to Bajo Chiquito when we come back, because Michael's been learning who's coming through and what their ambitions are, where they're coming from. And after so many days at Darien province, there's a rhythm here that you can pick up. This is a part of the Great Migration. The way north is to go through a triple canopy jungle, and you arrive at where Michael is right now on the Panama Highway. How do you get from the Panama Highway to Texas? That's part of the mystery. I'm John Batchelor.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Life with CIDP can be tough, but the Thrive Team, a specialized squad of experts, helps people living with CIDP make more room in their lives for joy. Watch Rare, Well Done.
An all-new reality series, Rare, Well Done, offers help and hope to people across the country who live with the rare disease CIDP.
Watch the latest episode now, exclusively on RareWellDone.com.
This message is sponsored by Greenlight. With school out, summer is the perfect time to teach our kids real-world money skills they'll use forever. Greenlight is a debit card and the number one family finance and safety app used by millions of families, helping kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. Parents can send their kids money and track their spending and saving, while kids build money confidence and skills in fun ways. Start your risk-free Greenlight trial today at greenlight.com/iHeart. That's greenlight.com/iHeart.